Today is part one of a two-part series where we're taking a deep dive into what women, especially working moms, want in a career. Spoiler alert, it's flexibility. On this episode, we're going to talk through why flexibility is critical to working moms and describe what the heck flexibility even means. Because honestly, it's a bit subjective and we need to be able to identify what flexibility means to us. On the next episode, we'll walk through a variety of ideas to help you begin thinking about ways you can get more out of that coveted flexibility for a better work-life balance. But for today, I'm bringing the data, statistics, and most recent research to back this up, including some of my own findings from my recent survey with nearly 200 working moms. So let's get ready to crunch some numbers. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. I remember early on in my career, as a working mom, I was trying to juggle so much. Well, I still am trying to juggle so much. Some days I have it better than others. But in this instance in particular, where I was working, I always referred to it as AIS, and pardon my French here, but I always called it ass in seat. I had to show that I was present to be seen as fully working. And it was at a time when remote work wasn't known quite to the degree as it is today, and it really wasn't an option in many organizations. And yet at the same time, I found out I could do my work in 4, 5, 6 hours, yet I was being required to have my rear end in my seat to show that I was working, even when I didn't necessarily need to be there in person. Even when I could have done some of this at home, actually even more efficiently, or when my work, for the most part, was completed that day and my kid was having an activity that I really wanted to be at, it wasn't flexible at all, and I really struggled and, in fact, didn't stay at that organization for very long. To me, even early on, before we ever had hybrid work or remote work, flexibility was extremely important to me, because I wanted that opportunity to make the choice for my family and for my career that allowed me to make the choice that was best for my family and my career simultaneously and have a little bit of autonomy in how I was juggling everything. So as I shared, I didn't stay at that company very long, but it was an extremely insightful experience for me. And the first aha moment where I realized, wow, I really don't have to be sitting in this seat to prove that I am contributing to my workload or to my team members. And through the pandemic, we realized that as a nation across the board, where many people scaled back, many organizations scaled back to working from home, figuring out a way to work hybrid or remotely. And a lot of that has stayed, although many organizations now are starting a return to office format. So maybe it's more hybrid or they're removing remote work altogether. I will say we're going to talk a lot today about flexibility, and in flexibility, there is a link to hybrid, but This is my huge disclaimer for the episode today and for the subsequent episode that will be featured. Not every job has the luxury of becoming hybrid or remote. There are jobs in healthcare, in education, in hospitality, in a variety of different settings that do not afford the luxury or the opportunity to work remotely. And so for today's episode, we're going to focus mostly on flexibility. And sometimes, yes, flexibility includes hybrid or remote work. But sometimes there are other angles in which we can navigate to gain more flexibility in our workday. But as I mentioned in the beginning, in the intro, today is going to be a deep dive into the weeds, into some research and recent statistics of the importance and critical nature of flexibility for the working mom. I already alluded to the pandemic. When we were in the pandemic, we saw working moms leave the workforce at record paces. We had to make the choice. Do we continue working or do we help our children navigate through this unprecedented time, become their teacher, become their counselor, become everything that they needed because they couldn't go outside of the walls of our home? And so we saw so many women leave the workforce. And yet today we have rebounded quite significantly. In fact, the White House recently put out a synopsis of working moms in the labor force, stating many mothers who have left the labor force have re-engaged, in fact, at higher rates, with labor force participation among mothers of young children at 70%. And that was back in March of 2023 here. So I want to say that again. So the labor force participation among mothers of young children, and they are approximating that at 5 years old and under, is at 70%. And that could be part-time, that could be full-time, that could be PRN or as needed. And they go on to say that 75% of mothers who have a child that is under 18 years old are in the workforce. So that tells us we've rebounded at quite a high rate here, which is fantastic to see so many women in the workforce, working moms, advocating for the benefits and the needs that they have. But I can tell you from a qualitative perspective, and I know this is a data-driven episode here, but from a qualitative perspective, I have the opportunity to talk to dozens upon dozens upon dozens of working moms every single week. And one common thread that I hear in these conversations is that more working moms today are exploring other career options than ever. They are looking for flexibility. That is the key word that I hear them say. Working moms want flexibility so much so that there's a large percentage of women who are currently exploring career opportunities, whether it's in a new industry, a different industry, same industry, different job, or even starting their own business so they can work how they want, where they want, when they want, without somebody telling them how to do it, knowing they can be extremely efficient because as working moms know, we are on a time restraint. And so we have to maximize the time of which we have, both at work and at home, which makes us really great candidates for efficiency and productivity. So this was something that I was routinely hearing over and over and over from women of all walks of life, whether they were C-suite, VP level, or they were entry level. Nearly every working mom that I talked to was either satisfied and talking about how happy their flexibility made them at their job, or they were looking for that. They were seeking that. So I wanted to really put this to test. So I created a survey, sent it out, had nearly 200 working moms complete this survey that was sent out. And I want to tell you two of my key findings. And the number one struggle of working moms, in fact, over 50%, 54% of respondents stated that their number one struggle was juggling all of the things in a given day. That means competing priorities like schedules, activities, the house, dinner, husband, kids, juggling all of the different responsibilities was their number one struggle. Feeling the pull from every single direction. And not surprisingly, their number one wish, wave a magic wand, 47%, again, nearly half of all working women who completed this survey stated they want more time and flexibility. More time included, of course, flexibility, but better balance, I heard. Specific comments, including maybe having the option to go part-time or reduce hours or work from home, have remote options. So the number one struggle is juggling all the things, and their number one want was more time and flexibility for better balance. If there is an industry or a company listening today, I want them to hear this. While my research may not be as scientific and detailed as some of the others out there, it does speak volumes about what working moms really struggle with and what they really want. They're struggling with juggling all the things and believe that more time and flexibility would allow them to have better peace, happiness. I heard happiness a lot actually in the results here. And I, for one, completely understand that and can relate to that. In fact, Forbes also can understand and relate to that as well, because in March of 2023, they created an article that echoed the same sentiments. In fact, the title was, "Want a traditional Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 schedule for your organization? Forget about hiring women." Now, I'm not saying that there's no working mom out there that wouldn't love a 9-to-5 job. In fact, there are many women right now who are working overnights because that works best for their family, or many women who would long for the stability of having a 9-to-5 job. Everybody has their own definition of what they would desire and what flexibility means to them, and we'll get into that here in just a moment. But Forbes is stating a fact here based on a recent survey that had come out. The fact is that nearly 3/4 of women, or 72% of women, would look for a new job if their employer took away the option to work hybrid. Now, again, I know there's many roles that do not offer hybrid, or you simply cannot work remotely, but I want you to insert the word flexibility here, because ultimately, hybrid does allow for flexibility. And so if 3/4 of women, and this is women in general, not just working moms, this is all women who responded to their survey, said that they would look for a new job if their employer took away, and I'm air quoting, flexibility in lieu of hybrid here, that speaks volumes. In fact, Zipdo states that 76% of working mothers prefer flexible work schedule that includes mix of remote and in-person working. So again, if you can't do remote, insert the word flexibility for remote or hybrid here. Because what these findings highlight is the critical role that hybrid work plays in attracting and retaining top talent, particularly women and working moms who prioritize this work-life balance and flexibility. That is from the Forbes article from 2023, echoed by leanin.org, who states that 1 in 5 women say flexibility has helped them stay in their job or avoid reducing their hours. When you can select or have more say in where you work and how you work, it speaks to what working moms want. Flexibility. So as we talk about the importance of flexibility for working moms and women in general, we lean into kind of a misconception of working moms in the workforce, the ambition of working moms. According to the latest Women in the Workplace report from McKinsey and Company, in partnership with leanin.org, women are more ambitious than ever, and workplace flexibility is fueling them. In fact, as I was reading through this report, I read it multiple times, and I would encourage anyone else to take a minute to read this. I'll go ahead and put the link in the episode description of this podcast so that you can quickly find it and read it yourself if you're interested in that. But while I was reading this report, I was startled by how many times the word flexibility was mentioned. This is a research document that stated the word flexibility 15 times. 15 times this research article stated the importance of women who want and need flexibility and the importance of flexibility in their careers. In this document, McKinsey and LeanIn talk about the 4 myths that are common amongst women in the workplace, right? So they discuss the 4 myths about state of women at work. And one of those myths, I'm just highlighting one in this topic today because there's so much that could be said about this report. And again, I highly encourage you to go check it out. But one of their myths was women are becoming less ambitious. So that's a myth that we may have seen actual headlines of. You may have seen it on LinkedIn. You may have seen it in news articles. But the reality is women are more ambitious than before the pandemic. And flexibility is fueling that ambition based on some of their research and findings. Because as we know, again, the pandemic showed us that there was a way to become a little bit more flexible and accommodating to our family lives in addition to pursuing our work goals. In fact, during this article, they state that roughly 80% of women want to be promoted to the next level compared to 70% back in 2019. So back before the pandemic in 2019, we saw about 70% of women who had hopes and aspirations of becoming promoted. Compared with today, just 4 years later, we now see roughly 80% of women wanting to be promoted to the next level. And that is a large, very large demographic, I realize, right? Women in the workplace. So let's narrow it down a bit, because Breezy HR stated back in 2022 what that looks like for working moms. What are the statistics for working moms? And so if we know that 80% of women want to be promoted to that next level and they're chasing that, Breezy HR came in even a year prior, narrowing the funnel, saying 75% of working moms want a promotion. 68% believed in their own opportunities for an advancement. Couple that with the flexibility in workplaces, boom, we have ourselves an opportunity for advancement as working moms when flexibility is present in our given jobs. I know this is a lot of data. It's a lot to get excited about, a lot to share. You can tell my own enthusiasm and excitement, because once I found a company who truly valued me, one, as an employee who was hardworking, capable, smart, and effective, and also recognized me as a mother needing to have a little bit of autonomy and flexibility over my schedule, my life changed significantly. And so in the next episode, while this is a lot of information I want you to absorb over this coming week, our next episode, part two, will release next week as we talk about what are opportunities that we can employ in our own lives to gain more of that flexibility. Whether it's hybrid work or not, there are opportunities for even those who have to show up and be present in person to their jobs every day. There's opportunities for everyone to gain a little bit more flexibility in their life. And so I'm going to talk about a handful of those ideas in part two coming up. But for today, know that you are in good company. Working women, and particularly working moms, are a great asset to the workforce. And I'm right there with you, walking in the trenches, knowing the importance of flexibility. And how cool is it that we have it quantified for us? Not just qualitative data where people talk about it, but actual hard science data that proves women, as we know, are great contributors to the workforce, if given the opportunity for flexibility, whether that's hybrid or not, have a greater opportunity for advancement and less burnout. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.